Nachyomi for the Orthodox Union, Sefer Tehillim, the Book of Psalms, Parakuf Yud Beis, 112, Rabbi Bini Marilis. Kuf Yud Beis, 112, is directly connected to Kuf Yud Aleph, not simply because they come one right after another, but the virtue of the content within, whereas Kuf Yud Aleph dealt with the Ma'aseh Hashem, so Kuf Yud Beis really deals with the Ma'aseh Ha'adam. In a sense, can get lost in the text, because beginning with Kuf Yud Gimel, with 113, the next chapter, you have the set of chapters that make up what we call Hallel. And therefore, those become very famous and well-known, and the one that's preceding it, essentially, in a certain sense, gets lost. But we will not lose it. And we will focus today, in Kuf Yud Beis, on the Ma'aseh Ha'adam, the actions of an individual in relation to the actions we just mentioned, the actions of Hashem. As always, we begin with a slight introduction, and we bring the introductions of the various commentaries. Says the Sfarno, Bazeh HaMizmor Amar HaMeshorer Sha'osek Batov Mitzvos Ubiprat Pitztaka. Right, as a person, the author writes that the person who is involved in Torah and mitzvos, and specifically tzedakah, right, charity, miyiras gadlo shel hakadosh baruch hu ubemeahava b'hakiro darchei tovo yizkelios meusha b'olam hazeh uvolam haba, that by virtue of doing it out of the sense of awe of the greatness of God and out of love, understanding the good nature and the good paths of God, so that person will merit to have what I would call contentment in this world and the next. Osher with an aleph is not wealth, but it's really a happiness, a satisfaction in their accomplishments in this world, and will have enjoyment from them both now and in the future. We'll see as well, similarly, what the Radak has to offer. It says the Radak, Gamza HaMizmor Ba'aleph Beis, Shtei Osios Pasuk, Ubishnayim Pesukim Achronim Shalosh, similar structure to the previous one, which helps us identify the correlation to the previous one, that here again you'll have the Aleph Beis appearing in the text, right? In the first set of verses, the first eight verses, you have two letters, and then the last two verses, you'll have three letters of the Aleph Beis. Gamza HaMizbor Nechbad Ma'od, says the Radak. This Mizbor also is very honorable. Why? Misaper Amidos Ha'adam HaYashar. Speaks about the measure, the quality, the character of a person who is upright. Asher gemulo me'es Hashem shalem ba'olam hazeh ulam haba, that will sustained, will be fulfilled from Hashem both in this world and in the next world. And then he continues, as he's often to do when he has his introduction, he goes right into the text. Amar, therefore it says Halleluka. Right? Halleluka, praise be Hashem. Ave Amar Ashrei Ish Yorei Es Hashem. Right, happy is the person who has a fear of a healthy fear of God. Sharei yarei ha'el yisbarach v'yishmor amashet tzivau menayehu la'asos. He will be careful and mindful and watchful for that which Hashem commands us to do and to not to do. V'nei nishmar b'mitzvos lo tase miyiras ha'el olav lo miyiras basar v'adam. And the idea of certain actions of not doing, the inactions, right? The mitzvos lo tase, it's out of a healthy fear of Hashem, and not of a fear of person. V'nei nishmar mehem b'seiser kimo b'galoi. And a person should be careful of them, mindful of them, both in private and in public. So let's begin. Halleluka. Ashrei ish yarei es Adonai b'mitzvosav chafetz me'od. Happy is the person who has a healthy fear of God, and who is that has great joy and pleasure in the fulfillment of the commandments. Here comes this unbelievable Malbim. Listen to what the Malbim says. The Torah tells us, the text tells us here that a person is Yarei Es Hashem. Says the Malbim as follows. If the Mishra, the author, just told us that Reishis Chachma is Yir Es Hashem, now it tells us, Ki Ashri Ish Asher Hu Yarei Es Hashem. Right? If the text just told us that Yira is great, and that's first and crucial, that it be first. So now it's going to tell us that a person who is a Yarei, who does have that, will be, is praised, is happy. But he says like this, He's going to distinguish between someone who is Yarei Me Hashem and Yarei Hashem. Someone who is afraid of God, or is has a fear of God. And that's a very crucial distinction. He says, Ki Ha'ish Hazeh, Tevo Chachma Belibo Lishmor Chukeo. The person like this will have wisdom in his heart to be watchful and mindful of all the Torah and the mitzvahs. V'yesh hevdel ben yorei me Hashem uvein yorei Hashem. There's a difference between someone who is afraid of God and a person who has a fear of God. She yorei es Hashem, the better of the two, moresh she yorei yiras haromimus. He has a fear or an awesome sense about the grandness and the greatness of God. Lo yiras haonesh, not a fear of punishment. Hamitsuyim b'mem hashimush. When you say yarei me Hashem, that's a sense that comes with by virtue of being afraid of God, by virtue of the way it's structured in terms of language with the mem hashimush, the mem first, yarei me Hashem. Ki ha yarei me Hashem, a person who is afraid of God, eino chafet b'mitzvosav. He's not delighting or enjoying or interested in the mitzvos. He has to do them because he's compelled to do them out of a fear of punishment. Lo ba'avur ha'chafetz b'mitzvah atzvah, and not for the sake of the mitzvah itself. Aval ha'yarei es Hashem, a person who has what I would call the healthy fear of God, b'mitzvah sav chafetz mi'od. The mitzvahs he is very careful, very desirous of. Right? And then says Chazal, quotes a Chazal here, very important Chazal. The Radak quotes this Chazal as well. We'll get to the Radak in a moment. Here comes the end of the Malbim. Amru Chazal b'mitzvosav, v'lo b'schar mitzvosav. Right? What's the chafetz here? He's chafetz in the mitzvos, and not in the reward that one would get in the mitzvos. V'achar sha'amar sha'aydi yiras Hashem yimtza seichel tov l'choloseihem. And after just told us that a person who is a Yorei Hashem, he will have a good mind, or they will have a good mind, she'oz yoskim baruch hakodesh, he'll have a delight in a sense, an understanding of the Holy Spirit, right, Ruach HaKodesh. He'll have a healthy desire for the Kima Mitzvos, ki yavin malas ha'mesodim, because he'll come to understand their great depth and their secrets. So what you have is that there's an inherent value of being fearful of God. By virtue of that you get to a greater depth of understanding. But the Maisei HaMitzvos have to come from the actions of the Pulos themselves, and that value in its own right, and nothing else. Which is what the Radak sort of reiterates. He says, "Amru Razal, the sages teach us in Gemara Avodah Zarah, b'mitzvosav chafetz m'od, b'mitzvosav v'lo b'schar mitzvosav." Right? That it's the mitzvos themselves and not the reward. Right, it's not almanat lekabel pras. It's not on the condition or the desires to get a reward. V'zeh ha'ish ra'u lo maralav ashrav, and a person like that is worthy of praise. Is worthy of being viewed as a happy person. Ubat rash. So it says the Radakin continues. It says in the midrash it says b'mitzosav chafetz me'od. Right, the person who delights greatly in the commandments ze Avraham. That's Avraham Avinu. We'll see that come back in a moment. So he says Amar lo Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Says the midrash. God spoke to him and says, Lech lecha mi'artzecha mi'uladescha. Avraham, go, right? Go, lech lecha, go leave your land. Miyad, what happens next? V'ikach Avraham es Sarai yishto. Immediately he goes, he takes his wife. Amar lo Kadosh Baruch Hu, himo. God says to him, have a bris milah. Circumcise. Miyad ba'etzem hayom hazeh nimol Avraham. Immediately Avraham, in the middle of that day, bris milah. Kach nes bincha es yechidecha, take your son. Miyad v'yashkim rebobok. Immediately Avraham, takes his son. It's a sense, mitzvah self chafetz mo, someone who's delighting in the mitzvah, someone who's enjoying the mitzvahs, one could say that that's a concept, perhaps, of a zaris, someone who's alacritous, who's running to be and to fulfill the mitzvahs. In so doing, you get a great sense of what this parak is about. Gibor ba'aretz yihi azaro, dor yisharim yivorach. As a reward for being in such a way, his seed shall be mighty upon earth, right? His children will be mighty upon earth in the physical sense. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Dur Yisharim Yevorach. The Malbim says that these next two verses, you can say, is Olam HaZeh and Olam HaBo. Yibu Ba'aretz Yezaro, then this, and now his children will be viewed as strong. Dor Yisharim Yivorach, that the generation of the upright will be blessed. That's Olam Haba. Hon ve'osher beveso, there'll be wealthy and riches in his house. That's now. V'tzidkaso medes la'ad, right, and his righteousness will endure forever. That's in Olam Haba. That's a very interesting sort of addition. Interestingly enough, the Radak says, well, who is that here? So the Radak in the end of his commentary in verse 2 says, Dor Yisharim Yivorach. What does that mean, Dor Yisharim Yivorach? Yisharim Ha'av Ha'bein, the father and the son, both of them will be upright. V'hu David u'Shlomo. That's David and his son Shlomo. V'hadrash, Shemefarish HaPasuk Shalamala Mizeh Avraham, and the Medrash that quoted and explained the first verse about Avraham, Mefarish Zeh HaPasuk B'Yaakov Avinu. So this verse is about Yaakov. V'yomar Gibu Ba'aretz Yezara Uzeh Yaakov. His seed will be strong in the land. That's Yaakov. V'mal Gvuraso. What is Gvuraso? V'yashar Melech V'yucha. Dor Yisham Yivarach Elu HaShvatim. Right, and then the next generation will be blessed. That's the Shvatim, right? The Shvatim, the nation of Israel, were blessed by virtue of being connected to the Avos. We know that. Yitzias Mitzrayim is connected to the covenant that Hashem makes with Avram and to that which Hashem promised to Avram about his children. So you see that the wealth and riches will be in his house and that he will merit will endure forever. Zorach b'choshech or la yisharim. Onto the upright he shines as a light in the darkness. Chanun v'rachum v'tzadik. Gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A very interesting text as well. Let's see what that one means. Who are we talking about now? What does that mean? Zarach b'choshech. Says the Radak. Be'eshi yesh choshech ba'olam v'hu tzara. Right? When there is darkness in the world, meaning that there is some sort of a suffering going on, some sort of a pain in the world, Yisharim Yizrach Or. So he says that there will be a light for those who are righteous. That's one way of explaining it. The Malbim takes it in a slightly different route. Zarach b'choshech Or, says the Malbim, Gam b'choshech, shehutziyur al-eish shetachshoch lo or ha-atzlacho, misyasir ba'olam hazeh. Person, when they're suffering in this world, they don't see the light in this world. This is a very powerful idea. Yazriach lo Hashem or. The person will have light from Hashem. How? Ba'ofen sha'achoshech hu l'tovasa. That the darkness will be to his benefit. Ulechuas nafsho. And a salvation for his soul. Mitzad sha'ashem hu chanun v'rachum v'tzadik. Because Hashem is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. Sheyasezos imatzarachanina laharboscharo, if it's on one side to enhance and increase his reward, imitzarachamim lamarek avonasav, if it's from the side of compassion to rid him of his iniquities and his averos, imitzarhatzedek, if it's from the side of righteousness, sheyikabel onsho acheta shirasad, the person should merit, the person should accept upon himself the punishment for an avero that they might have done. There was another commentary that I simply at the moment cannot find that says that perhaps the notion here is that the person themselves is a light in the darkness. That when darkness comes to the person, when there's darkness in the world, so then the person who is the tzaddik, the person who is uprighteous, so he will serve as a beacon for the people at that time. I simply am not able to find it. Okay. No, it's Rashi. There you go. So he says like this in Midrasho, "Hu atzmo kiviyachol nase lehem or, he himself will be for them like a light." Okay, verse 5. Tov ish choneinu malveh. Well is the man who deals graciously and lends yechalkel dvar v'mishpat, that order his affairs rightfully. So here you have a sense of a person who gives. It says Rashi like this: Tov ish choneinu malveh, shechonein dalimu malveh lohem. That he lends to the poor. He's careful, he cares, he's gracious and kind to the poor, and he lends to them. And he's not strict to say, I don't have the ability, the wherewithal to do it. He's very careful with his actions, and he gives out what he can give out, not more, not less. He's very careful with the way that he lends. Says the Radak, Yechalkel Dvar B'Mishpat, Shekom Midat Mas Nosav Ahotza Osav Yasa Osam B'Midah Shaveh B'Tzedek U'B'Mishpat. He does it sort of with an even-handedness and with an approach of equity. It's not simply that he is giving out everything and separating himself completely from the joys of the world, the physical pleasures of the world. It's all the golden mean, right, in the center. That's with his own stuff, his own dvarav. And then also, when he gives to the poor, so you'll see in a moment the notion of pizar, or right, when he's giving it out, when he's sharing it across the aisle, he doesn't give out so much that in the end he's then requiring getting it back from somebody else. So you have a person who is a kind and a righteous person who gives to the poor, provides for them. Ki la olam lo yimot, verse 6. For he shall never be moved. L'zecher olam yihyeh tzaddik. For all time he will be remembered. We have that, right? We have people who have lived many generations ago, many centuries ago, millennia ago, and we remember them forever. It's very possible, if one wants to read the text a certain way, that the crux of our perek is this verse, that just sort of anchors the rest of the text. It's the singular key, four, right? As a result of all of the lending and all of the goodness and kindness and graciousness, the person himself will be forever almost a cornerstone and foundation stone for the world. Mishmur ra lo yira nachon libo batuah ba'Adonai. He shall not be afraid. He will not be afraid of any sort of an evil tiding of people speaking badly. He's not afraid, says the Malbim, al tzadik lo yira. If he hears from distance some sort of a evil tidings, some sort of a gossip about him, right? That he's not afraid. He's batuach b'Hashem. Not that he's batuach in anything else. Batuach b'Hashem. Nachon libo, his heart is steadfast. He's quiet inside. Batuach b'Hashem. Samuch libo lo yira ad asher yira bitzaraf. His heart is established. It's rooted. It's foundation. It's upright. It stands straight. He shall not be afraid until he gazes upon his adversaries. Even as he looks upon his adversaries, he looks upon his nemesis. He's not afraid. He's not afraid. And the reason why he's not afraid is obvious because of what we said in the previous verse, Batuach Bashem, that he's simply secure in his relationship with God, nothing to worry about. Verses 9 and 10. Now you, as again, structurally remember we mentioned before, you now have the three letters going in the verse, and also in verse 9 you have a text and a terminology that we used before, Chidkasu Medes La'ad, we had in verse 3. Pizar nosan le'evyonim, he scatters it abroad, he gives it to the needy. Tzidkaso medes la'ad, his righteousness endures forever. Kerno torum b'chavod, his horn shall be exalted in honor. If you remember, we had that terminology mentioned before, the idea of raising up one's horn is a symbolic action of victory. So here, we have a similar idea that you have a person, his horn shall be exalted in honor, sense of a person rising and being viewed as quote-unquote victorious, but as in a sense, in this case, honored and righteous as well. What does it mean, pizar nosan le'evyonim? So it's the notion of giving it out. When he gives it out, he doesn't give it out to the point where he becomes poor, because, says the Radak, ein zemiderech hatzadik, that is not the path of the truly righteous. Ella, pizar, he gives to this one and to this one. And it's a person that he's giving to what he can handle. To what he can possibly handle. Not more, not less. Right? He gives what he can give. And then Tzidkas Omedes La'ad Omedes Lo Levana V'Acharav, says the Radak. It stands for him and it stands for his children. And if you want to go back to what we said before, the way the Malbim had said, it's what it's Omedes La'ad. It's really for all generations, not just simply the physical generations that are coming, but also the generations beyond. Okay, so you have here a very, very righteous person. He gives, he's righteous, he's kind, he gives of his own. Rasha Yira V'Cha'as, the wicked shall see it and will be angered. Shinov Yacharok V'Nomas, he shall gnash his teeth, right, and they will melt away. Meaning, so he's going to break his teeth on it. Tavas Rosh Rishayim Toved, the desire of the wicked shall perish. What does that mean? How does that end? Meaning, when a person who is a wicked person will look upon the righteousness and the success of the tzaddik. It's a person who may not have accumulated a lot of wealth, who may not have been viewed or may not be viewed as a quote-unquote success, but in fact, by virtue of his righteousness and his goodness, Shem Tov, right, his name goes out and goes up, so the evil will become angry. He will have a serious sense of jealousy in his heart. But it will not last. It will not survive. Toveid, it will perish. We'll end with the last Radak here on this chapter. Mashimis Avim Rishayim Lir Os Biras HaTzadik Tavod Oso HaTaifa. That which the evil desire in the bad happening to the righteous, that will go away. Kilo Yeruli Olam Birasam. It will not be seen in the world. About tzaddik ne'amar, about tzaddikim ne'amar, right? Well, that which it says about the tzaddik, v'tavat tzaddikim yitein, that the desires of the righteous he will give. So the desires of the evil will not survive. They will perish. They will be lost. But and that's the kinna. That's that jealousy, that hate in the heart. But the righteous will continue. And there you have a lesson. Previously, the chapter about the actions of the Maaseh Hashem, and here you have the Maaseh Adam, and therefore there's a beautiful parallel of what they are. Beginning with Kuf Yud Gimel 113, we begin the chapters that deal with Hallel.